probably the busiest person the night before Christmas is Santa. The busiest person the day before the Minnesota Cattle Industry Convention is Ashley Cole. So, Ashley, thanks for taking some time to visit with us here today.
Thank you.
All righty. Hey, so you've got a big gathering this weekend in Alexandria, Minnesota. So you need all the cattle producers in Minnesota to be there.
Absolutely, yeah. Alexandria at the Arrowwood Resort is the place to be for those involved in the cattle industry in Minnesota, you know, and in surrounding states.
And so you'd like some folks from the Dakotas to come on over and spy on you, or how could we help?
I guess I wouldn't consider it spying. I consider it being neighborly. Would be the way to word it. You know, when it comes to cattlemen in Minnesota and in North Dakota and South Dakota, there's a number of them that do farm or have cattle on both sides of the state lines.
So. Sure. All right. So what's the big business that you'll attend to this weekend?
Sure. So, you know, right now we're just kind of wrapping up our grassroots policy development process. So resolutions that come from our local Cattlemen's Association, we're combing through them to make sure they're relevant and timely. And we'll move to adopt them into our state policy and then decide which ones we want to take up to the national side of things. So there's a lot of talk about trade, a lot of talk about water quality and regulations here in the state of Minnesota. So we're sorting through those as we speak.
I see you got Kevin Kester coming to speak to you, too.
Yeah, actually, we were supposed to have Kevin, and then there was a change of plans, so now we're having Jennifer Houston, who is kind of second in command after Kevin Kester, so she'll be joining us for the weekend to talk about what the National Association is doing and focus on some national policy efforts as well.
You'll love Jennifer. She's a great person. Her family's got an auction business, and they raise cattle, and so, Jennifer will contribute a lot to your gathering.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty excited to have somebody like her who's got that diverse involvement in the cattle industry moving up into senior leadership within our national organization. So, yeah, we're really excited to have her.
All right. Now, what other, are there state issues that, as far as grassroots policy and all of that, are the state or federal things that are more important to you?
You know, there's a good mix of both, you know, so a lot of the state level conversations that we're having are going to kind of reflect on what happened with the election. So with the changeover in the House from Republican leadership to Democrat leadership, there's going to be a changeover in committee leadership. So we're going to focus a lot on, identifying who those leaders are and going back and talking to those folks and making sure we're sharing our current priorities. As far as new priorities go within the beef industry on the state level, Minnesota, there's a lot of talk about water quality. And so for us, we're talking about all the good things that cattlemen do to help protect water quality, but also enhance it with some grazing techniques and implementing livestock into cover crops and things along those lines. So that's kind of what we're talking about on the state side of things.
All right. How are the cows doing on the Cole Ranch there?
Oh, on the back home, cattle are all doing well. You know, we got all of the mama cows moved out to corn stalks now off of our pastures, and the feedlot's full. So we're good.
I bet one of the topics that'll come up for discussion here at the convention this weekend is fake meat or lab-grown protein. And I assume maybe someday you'll have to also develop a policy statement on that. What's your thoughts on that at this point?
That's a very, very good thing to bring up. So the current policy that NCBA uses regarding laboratory cultured proteins actually came out of Minnesota. So it went through this grassroots policy development. There's a local Cattlemen's Association who put together a resolution. We kind of amended it and adopted it at our state level. And then we brought it to the national convention for consideration for national adoption. And it got unanimously adopted. So NCBA's policy that they use for laboratory and alternative proteins actually came from Minnesota. So we do talk about that quite a bit. And we'll talk about it again today. You know, a lot of people call it fake meat. And we want to actually remove the meat terminology from it altogether. So we're actually going to amend our policy from last year to call it laboratory cultured proteins and not refer to it as fake meat whatsoever.
Maybe some year in the future, when we have these so many billion, 10 billion people on the planet, that there will be a need for alternative proteins. But in the meantime, man, there's nothing, you know, how could a, it's just got to be kind of a little loose gelatin there, because a good steak is because that cow's walked around all for a year or two.
Yeah, and I guess our answer to somebody who makes a comment like you just made is that there is a lot of land within our country that cannot be cropped or shouldn't be cropped. And so a lot of that land, marginal land, is really, really good for cow production. And we could increase the number of cows that we have on that marginal land to help improve that land. There's science that shows, you know, grazing, different methods of grazing can help, you know, with soil health or grass diversity, and also with water quality. So, you know, we say that there's opportunities for more cattle to help feed increase in population.
Right on is what I'd say to that comment. So now, a couple of years ago, wolf depredation was a big issue. Is that a little bit more under control now?
It's not. So right now, the wolf population in Minnesota continues to grow. And, you know, we're working with our folks in Washington, D.C. to return the control of the wolf back to the state of Minnesota. Right now, it's listed as threatened. So if you have a wolf in your herd, there's nothing that you can do about it unless you contact wildlife services to come help trap depredative wolves. And so it's still a big issue. And as the wolf population increases, so do depredation with our cattlemen and their cattle increase. And it's not just the depredation issues. It's also issues with disease, so Neospora and other diseases like that that wild canines can carry and pass on to cattle is an issue that we also talk about on top of, you know, depredation issues.
Okay, all right. Well, again, thank you for the work you do. Ashley Coles, Executive Director of the Minnesota Cattlemen's Association, their cattle industry convention this weekend in Alexandria. Are your numbers growing or have you plateaued and been there for a while?
So actually, our attendance, pre-registered attendance, is ahead of last year, so we're definitely growing. Cattlemen don't always like to commit to meetings, so we do have a pretty large number of folks who just show up and register day of. So we are definitely ahead of where we've been the past 2 years as far as attendance goes, so we're excited. And we sold out our trade show, so I think people are excited about that as well.
All right, and let's see, and one other topic, veterinary feed directive and all of that. We're, 3 years into that. Is that kind of old business now?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, sometimes change is hard, and especially when the government tells you you have to change. As an independent cattleman, you know, for us, it's kind of hard to wrap our heads around and stomach that. But when we talk about the veterinary feed directive, you know, I think people are seeing that, you know, working with your veterinarian is a good thing, and this is kind of a means to allow us to continue to use certain antibiotics through the feed and through the water to our animals. So I think once people realize that it really wasn't as bad as what they were expecting, acceptance level, I don't hear people talk about it anymore.
Okay, that's good. I think hopefully, again, we've learned to live. We have a relationship with the veterinarian, even if it's kind of testy at times. So that's
right.
All right, the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association, this weekend, their convention. Yes, it's a state organization, but it's a partnership with over 20 local cattlemen's associations around Minnesota. So, and Ashley Coles, their executive director, thank you so much for the work you do. And I know you're busy, but thanks for taking some time to be with us.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye now.